Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing? Are you feeling good? Man, it's starting to get cold in Vegas. Oh, it's starting to get a little chilly. The sun is still out and shining, but the temperature is starting to get a little bit chilly. I'm sitting out here in my patio doing the radio show, talking to everybody all around the world, but I got a sweatsuit on with a hoodie on, and I got my jacket all zipped up to the top. I'm cooling out, but I'm trying not to freeze. I'm real comfortable right now, but I know a little later the wind is starting to blow. In fact, I can feel the wind starting to blow a little bit on me right now. So, anyway, we're going to get on with today's program. Today, we've dedicated our Friday show to talking about the homeless situation in Las Vegas. And in fact, we know that they have homeless people all over the country and all over the world. So we want to talk about the homeless situation and see how we can come to their aid, how we can help them. You know, we just had the election, and yes, the Democrats are now in charge of the House of Representatives. That's right. The Republicans are running the Senate, and the Democrats are running the House of Representatives. So Congress is going to be evenly matched. So that's good. We got some people representing the low income and the middle class people. We got representatives in the House. So now we're going to see what Mr. Donald Trump, President Trump, is going to pull as a fast one on America. Yes, we're going to see what's really going to happen now. It's going to be game on. That's right. So anyway, what else do we want to talk about? Since it's Friday and we're talking about the homeless situation, let's see. How about DJ Papa D play the drop where homeless people can get food to eat?
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. and they offer several different kind of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
All right. Well, Las Vegas, that's where all the homeless people can go and get food to eat. And they can get medical services. Oh, I wanted to make an announcement. Hydrating the Homeless, HTH.LasVegas, if you're looking for it on the internet, they're having their monthly water giveaway, and they'll be located in the city camp right behind Catholic Charities, right on the corner of Foremaster between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. It will be in a, they have a an area that has bathrooms, it has showers, and they have computers set up for people to use the computer, and they have people there that help homeless people use the computer to help them get their services. And they also have some volunteers that put on activities like yoga and tai chi. And they do exercises for the homeless people to give them some activities. So they're always trying to help the homeless people be positive and keep a positive mainframe, a positive mindset for everything that they're doing. And all of that's happening in the city camp, which is located on the south side of Catholic Charities, and it's located between Main Street and Las Vegas Boulevard. And the street that it crosses is Foremaster. So that's the street right before you get to Owens. There's a cemetery on the corner across the street from Catholic Charities, and right before you get to the cemetery, there's a street, and it's called Foremaster, and that's where they used to have the homeless camp. They had everybody sleeping in tents and cardboard boxes on the street, on Foremaster, on the sidewalk there. So that was the place where all the homeless people did exist until they set up the camp. Now, the day camp is only open from 6 in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. So I don't know exactly what everybody does after 6 o'clock in the evening. I guess they go to the Salvation Army to eat, or they go to the Rescue Mission to eat dinner and possibly try to get a place to stay for the night. But anyway, we're working on a solution. They have an apartment complex, but it's not really individual apartments. It's just an apartment building where they house a lot of homeless people. And that's right next to the Salvation Army on Owens. And I heard that's been really productive in housing a lot of homeless people. So go and check that out if you're homeless and you're looking for some inside place to lay your head. It's like an apartment building, but I thought it was going to be individual apartments, but I found out that it's not individual apartments. It's like housing for a lot of different people. So check it out and see what you can get from that property there. I remember when they were building it, and it looked like it was going to be about 200 apartments built on that location. But I heard that they have designated that to the homeless people. So go check it out. And it may be a seniors citizens complex. I know they have a seniors complex across the street from that big apartment complex that they built. So I don't know. You know, I'm telling everybody to check it out and see what benefits are there that you can obtain for yourself, for your needs, for you and your family. So check it out. Okay. Do we have any announcements about anything happening this weekend or next weekend? DJ Papa J, do we have any kind of...
On November 10th, which is tomorrow, I believe.
Saturday, right.
At the Holy Spirit Lutheran Church, there's an open-air market. And that's the church at 6670 West Cheyenne Avenue. And it says we'll be distributing a variety of wholesome, nutritious food to anyone in need. Distributions begin at 8 a.m. and go until supplies last. No registration necessary. Just come and bring an ID. So,
okay.
So they're getting, looks like they're giving away food and supplies. Oh, just food.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. Also, I was listening to the radio, 88.1, and they had a guest on the radio show, and her name is, I don't know her name, but she goes by AK, and her business is AK Closet. And what she does is she collects a lot of clothes from people that donate clothes to her. And she has a big trailer full of clothes. And she's looking for places to give the clothes away to adults, to men and women and kids. She has a trailer full of clothes. So if you're interested and getting some of the clothes, you have to go on the internet and contact akclosets.org, and you'll be able to get a location and a phone number. And she's looking for people that have shelf space to put clothes up, and so she got a whole trailer full of clothes, and they need to be separated. And, you know, the men's clothes need to be separated from the women's clothes. and the children's clothes need to be separated, and she needs some help doing all of that. So, yeah, contact AK Closet on the internet, and it's akcloset.org. So you can find it on the internet, and she's been collecting clothes, and she's been donating clothes to a lot of homeless people. She goes out to where the homeless people are located and distributes clothes to them at their, wherever they're living. She takes clothes to them. But she needs some help in distributing the clothes, and she needs help in separating all of the clothes that she has, because she just has a lot of stuff. Okay, I think it's time for us to have a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the spot.
the organization means. M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEAN and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with MEAN and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEAN and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up MEAN, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. I want to make an announcement. If you're homeless and you're looking for clothes, then you can go to the churches in the church row. And that's located on the east side by C Street, and it goes all the way to the west side, which is H Street, and then it goes from the south side, which is Washington Avenue, and goes all the way north to Harris Avenue. So those four streets in that area, they have Jefferson, Adams, Monroe, all of these are streets that have churches on them. And the churches are giving away food at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And they're giving away clothes. So you can go and get clothes and get food from 6 to 8, I think, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And tell them G Money sent you. When you go, tell them I sent you so you can get some good stuff. Also, if you go to AK's Closet and you're getting clothes from her, tell her I sent you. Tell her G Money sent you down so that you can get the best quality clothes that they have available. All right. So that's where you go. You go to the churches in the church row in the church area. They got New Jerusalem is there. That's on Madison. And Second Baptist Church is on Madison. And they're on Jefferson and Adams and Monroe. And these are all streets between Washington, Southside, and Harris on the north side. And from C Street on the east all the way to H Street on the west side. So anywhere between those four streets on Adams, on Jefferson, on Monroe, all of the President Street, you'll be able to find a church. And they have food and they have clothes to give away. And you tell them G Money sent you. That's right. Tell them I sent you down. Okay. Well, do I have anything else to tell you? We have the election, and I think I stated that we now have the House of Representatives. The Republicans aren't in charge of the House any longer. The Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives. And the Republicans are in control of the Senate. So together, they make up the Congress. So they both have to work together to aid America in what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep everybody happy, keep everybody employed, and trying to keep everybody with medical insurance so they can go to the hospital, go to the doctor, and to take care of their Social Security. Because we want to keep the Social Security in play. Because a lot of people work all their lives, and then when they retire, they need a little extra help. They can always apply for their Social Security. It may not be a whole lot of money, but it'll be enough to make things happen for them. So we're glad that we have the Democrats that are holding the We got a helicopter going to UNC. Somebody had an accident on the freeway, and they're flying somebody in to emergency trauma. That was the helicopter we heard just flew over where we are, down on Charleston and Martin Luther King. But anyway, so we have our representatives are in place now, and we hope that they can make a difference with President Donald Trump. We can make sure he takes care of business for everybody, not just the billionaires. All right. Well, I think it's time for another commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, drop a song and play some spot band. We'll get back to the show in a minute. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. Today's show is dedicated to helping the homeless. And we've already announced all the locations that the homeless people can go and eat. And we've announced places where they can go and get clothes. And we've talked about the organization means where the charities can go and get food to distribute to homeless and low-income people, and where the restaurants and the stores can donate food to be given to charities. So we've talked about all of that. And you make sure you tell them G Money sent you. That's right. Give me some credit for putting it all together the way I have. I'm working hard, people. This is hard work. And I'm trying to make it happen for all of the homeless people around Las Vegas. So I'm putting together everything step by step. I want to give my engineers some credit. They're doing a little work, too. My brothers, Big Nasty, and DJ Papa D, they're doing their best helping out on the down low in the back end, you know. But, you know, I'm the one up front bringing all of the heat to the people of the streets. So that's how I'm doing it. And I'm letting you know, we need to get people organized. We need to get people together so we can have some fun. Because now the summer is over, and now we're getting ready to go into the winter time. It's getting ready to get chilly in Vegas. And a lot of the homeless people need to start finding locations where they can sleep at night. Because it gets cold out there on the street. I know, because I've been there, so I know what they're going through. And they need to get some blankets, and they need some coats and some jackets and they need a good pair of socks, maybe two or three pair of socks to put on, and maybe two or three pair of pants. You know what I mean? It's that time of year. So we want them to get everything they need and get it as soon as possible, because it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. Remember, we're in the desert. Now, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. You can always go inside the casinos and see a show. You can go to the clubs and see some entertainment. But if you're out on the street, well, you better get your situation straight, because that cold wind is coming. That cold air is coming, and you got to be prepared for it. Like I said, I've been there. I know what you're getting ready to go through. I did 6 years out there on the street, so I know what it's like to be cold, except I wasn't cold. I had blankets, and I had sleeping bags, and I had places. I had a big camping tent I was huddled up in, and I had a couple of girls with me, so, you know, my situation wasn't that bad all the time, but, you know, I know how it can be. So if you're out there by yourself, well, you need to warm up, get some clothes, put on two pair of pants, put on a jacket and a couple of shirts, and a sweater, and cool out, and try to stay warm. If you can get inside someplace, do that, because the daytime isn't too bad. It's the nighttime that'll make you freeze your butt off. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we don't have snow in Las Vegas. It doesn't snow in Vegas. Not really snow, snow. It might be a little frost on your windshield or a little white powder on your grass and your front lawns and stuff. But it's not real snow, snow. So you won't really freeze. But it'll be cold. You know, freezing temperature is 32 degrees, and it gets down to 15 or 18 degrees. That's cold. That's real cold. So I'm telling all the homeless people, get yourself together. Go to Marty's Mart and get you some clothes. And I don't know if they have blankets there, but you need to check it out. And tell them G-Money sent you when you go. You tell them G-Money sent you down to check out what they got and see if they got some jackets and some coats that you can pick up for little or nothing, because they're there funded by the Reformation Lutheran Church on St. Louis and 6th Street. And we want to have a memory for the people that are homeless to the minister, Pastor Warren, that died last week. He was hit by a car and was killed. And he had just done some services for some homeless people. So, you know, we know that God had a better plan for him and that he had done all the work he could do here on earth. But we're going to miss Pastor Warren because he's brought us a lot of information. He's been in the fight for food to stop being thrown away and to be given to charities, so that they could give the food to low-income and to homeless people. So he was ahead of the organization that we put together. He was the one who sponsored everything for me and helped me come up with the ideas that I have. So, anyway, it's time for a commercial break. Papa D, play a song and play the commercial drop, and we'll be back with our audience in a minute.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep. What's up, Las Vegas? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I just want to tell you a little stuff about me. I got a comedy album coming out the first of the year. It's going to be G-Money, the Pimp Comic. It's going to have a album coming out on the first of the year. And we play some excerpts from the album every now and then. You may hear it on the radio show every now and then. And I want you to get ready for some big laughs coming up. So you'll be able to find the comedy album on the internet. And I'll tell you the site as soon as we've established where it's going to be sold at. So I want to let you know. And we're doing some things. I'm trying to get my fan club organized, and I'm trying to get my promotion team together. And we're doing a lot of things right now. And we always can use your help to get involved in what we're doing. Like we say, the best way to get involved in the entertainment business in Las Vegas is to join the promotion team. And you can be involved in a lot of stuff that we're doing here in Vegas, because I'm all over the place doing stuff, especially after the first of the year. I'm really going to be out there doing stuff. So if you want to roll with me, then join my promotion team and get ready for a ride, because we're going to take it to a whole new level. That's what we're getting ready to do. I got some other DJs on the list, and they're doing stuff around the city. So we're going to be really doing some interesting things. So I just want to let you know that you need to get with me, and you need to listen to the show 4 days a week, as we broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock. We're only on the air for an hour, but we try to give you a lot of good information in that hour. So we got some interesting shows coming up in the following weeks. So stay tuned and you won't miss anything, because I got some more interesting stories to tell you, some jokes that I've come up with, and we can do a lot with the 1 hour time period that we're talking. So just set your internet station to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. And you can just turn the dials and turn your computer on so that it'll play that station Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. In fact, you can keep it on 6 days a week, and you won't miss my station. You won't miss my time. So anyway, I think this is time for me to say it's time to end the show. show. I'm D Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I think it's time for me to say goodnight. We've had an interesting show today. We've given you a lot of information. So, I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you next week. See you on Monday. All right. I'm out. Later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.